How to Move from A to B by Beardsley. Read by Reganim. Fandom Avengers. Work, Jane mumbles, trying to wiggle out from underneath the covers. Her hair is in full-on mad scientist mode, with at least three pencils sticking out at different angles. With morbid curiosity, Darcy pokes one to see if it will fall out. It doesn't. It's actually pretty impressive. Sometimes she just itches to start a Twitter account. Something like, at life with an astrophysicist, or at scientist girlfriend says, to share with the world the hilarious and endearing minutiae of, well, living with an astrophysicist. Except there might have been an additional clause in her SHIELD contract, forbidding her from utilizing social media to damage the already feeble reputation of the organization. Now, though, she hooks one leg over Jane's hips to keep her in place. Which is in bed. It's barely 2 in the afternoon, and last night was wasted defending the Earth from killer mermen. Fun fact, mermen are not, despite popular belief, musically inclined half-humanoids. They're butt ugly and also vicious. Jane deserves some downtime, and really, so does Darcy. She can still feel the throbbing ache from where an evil mutant Ariel tried to gnaw at her leg. So? Nope, she says. And to make sure Jane won't try to make a run for her laptop, wraps her arms around her. Pressing her mouth to the back of Jane's neck might be overkill, but hey, a girl has needs. But science... Jane doesn't sound too convinced. But just in case, Darcy shifts around, until she can straddle her waist to take full advantage of their being naked. Last night they only had enough energy to get out of their fish-smelling clothes. There's so much to make up for. So many hours of not having sex. Darcy leans over Jane, supporting herself with her hands on the sides of Jane's face. Nuh-uh. You saved the world today. Let the heavy hitters deal with the fallout. But science, Jane presses. Her eyes drop to Darcy's mouth, then back up again. She looks so torn, like the choice between getting laid and freaking working is killing her. We'll be there tomorrow, Darcy wheedles. She grinds down with her hips, slow but decisive. Jane's eyes flutter close and she sighs. Darcy sighs too, already high on the warmth of her skin and the sounds she's making. Meanwhile, the situation down south is approaching critical mass. Do you want to be responsible for breaking me? Think about it. Do you? Jane opens her eyes. She gives Darcy an impossibly fond smile, the kind that makes Darcy warm and cold at the same time, the kind that makes her shimmy around until she can comfortably reach down with one hand between Jane's legs. She watches Jane's eyes go a little wide, a little unfocused, and pushes two fingers inside her. Jane lets out a breathy laugh, her back arching. That doesn't... Oh, damn it. She lifts her hips to meet Darcy's fingers, slow and easy. That doesn't make physical sense. Who told you it would be a convincing argument? You want my hot body, says Darcy, grinning. Don't even try to pretend otherwise. It makes Jane laugh again, and really, Darcy has no idea how anyone could give this up. Looking at you, Thor. Because, and let's be honest here, when she's not being insufferable and scarily obsessive about getting the Nobel Prize before she's 30, Jane can be pretty much everything Darcy has ever wanted. Ever. Jane reaches up to tug at her hair, so Darcy obediently leans down to nuzzle her neck like a puppy. She lets out a low, satisfied hum when Jane pulls her close, when their breasts press together. Her arm is at a bit of an awkward angle, but she doesn't stop fucking Jane, and shivers when Jane yanks her head up to kiss her. It's the best part, Darcy's favorite. Jane's mouth is softer than it looks, a little dry until she bites Darcy's lower lip and curls her tongue around Darcy's, hot and sweet, her fingers digging into Darcy's ass. They could just go on like this, slow like there's all the time in the world, Darcy's hand already soaking wet. They could go on until the heat builds up, until Jane's hips stutter and she can't stop moaning, until her phone rings. What? Darcy lifts her head from where she was trailing kisses down Jane's neck. Before she can protest, Jane unceremoniously tosses her aside and reaches under the bed for her sci-fi tablet phone. Faster, she snaps, breathless, then adds in a much milder tone. Oh, hi, Agent Hill. You're kidding me, Darcy mutters, throwing one arm over her eyes. She's hot. She's bothered. Now she's getting cock-blocked by S.H.I.E.L.D. Fuck her life. Meanwhile, Jane is saying, There is? That seems dangerous. Really? Yes. Yes. I can be there in... and... She turns to look at Darcy, who doesn't waste any time. She deploys the Disney face. Her eyes go wide and fluttery and a little teary. Her lip quivers. To seal the deal, she reaches for Jane with one hand, like one of them is hanging off a precipice or something, because she knows the Lion King hits Jane right in the feelings, and Darcy is not above playing dirty, especially when it's for a good cause. Getting Jane some downtime, and, let's be honest, access to Darcy's hot body, is the best cause. Jane looks like she just lost her train of thought, then ducks her head, smiling. You know what? I have a situation of my own here. Yeah, very. Approaching critical mass, in fact. I have to go now, Agent Hill. I have a situation to contain. She taps her tablet and throws it over her shoulder, which for Jane is pretty daring. Darcy leers at her. Ooh, you're going to contain me? That sounds kind of dirty. I know, Jane says, smirking. She pushes Darcy back and moves to straddle her right thigh. As an afterthought, she takes out all the pencils from her hair and throws them away, too. I wasn't even trying. Think of what you could accomplish if you applied yourself full-time to witty banter and double entendre. Jane leans in. I can think of better things I could apply myself to, she says, and pushes with her thigh. Awesome, Darcy gasps. And it is. It's definitely awesome. So she cups Jane's face in both hands and kisses her, long and hard and deep. They have all the time in the world. The end.